Ramon Gonzalez, 309-914.
Okay, Mr. Gonzalez, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the one alleged allegation on your warrant. And based upon the information that we have, I do take note that you were notified of this hearing back on November the 22nd of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir? That's the piece
of 2016.
2017, the piece of paper that you signed saying that the hearing was going to be held today.
Oh, yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, and on there it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one present today, therefore may I assume that you want to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, I think you can see us, that there are two board members participating in your hearing today, and they are the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair. We also have in the room with us, who you all should be able to see now, and that's Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer this afternoon. Mr. Gonzalez and Mr. Osborne, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Gonzalez, as I indicated, you have one allegation on your warrant. I am going to read it, and would you tell me whether it is true or false? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about November 9, 2016, as verbally directed on October 28, 2016. Your whereabouts was unknown, but she was an estranged from supervision. Sir, is that violation, allegation, true or false?
True, sir.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Gonzalez, I move to find that he violated terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Unanimous determination of the board, sir, you've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're preparing to go into phase two of your hearing, and in phase two, the board will make a determination whether to continue your community supervision or whether to revoke your community supervision. Sir, before we get started, before we go further, rather, we're going to get some background information on you coming from the Department of Corrections that Mr. Osborne will present to us. Going to ask that you remain quiet, and we'll be back to talk with you shortly. Mr. Osborne, if you give us some background information, sir.
Yes, sir. Mr. Gonzalez was released from DOC custody on September 8th of 2016. He was arrested on November 5th of 2017 by the Casa Grande Police Department on his absconding warrant status and misdemeanor charges dropped with him. He was returned back to our custody on November 7th of 2017 with 361 absconded, with a community supervision end date of February 2nd of 2018. Current conviction, 2016, forgery, 1 year, 6 months. He's had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-3, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 2. There's no FGG or gang information noted. Other arrests, 2015, drug paraphernalia violation, AZ, felony conviction, probation. He has a community risk score of G1V2, and I do have status and charges from Senior Parole Officer Roland Maza, dated Tuesday, November 21st of 2017. Stating the charges at this time are still pending for the misdemeanor shoplifting, and he was set for an arraignment for November 28th of 2017.
Okay, thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Osborne. Okay, we are back to you, Mr. Gonzalez. It seemed, I'm just looking very briefly at the case supervision summary, and it seems to me that when you were released, you went to live with your grandmother, Violet Gonzalez, and that would have been in Globe, Arizona. How long did you reside with your grandmother, sir?
I resided with her for 1 week, sir, and then in October, when I went and see my parole officer, I obtained over the phone that I was moving to Casa Grande, Arizona, and he did approve of this, which is not noted. I was going through peer support training to get a certificate as a peer support specialist, which I did complete. and I began to work in Casa Grande, Arizona. After that, I didn't hear nothing from him, and I was pretty sure since I missed the hearing that I was in trouble. I kind of got scared, didn't want to go back after, you know, the success I had in my doings as soon as I got out. I understand that's not an excuse, sir, but I did have my brother, who was witness to that call from my parole officer, to my brother, his name is Dylan Gonzalez, that he asked if it was okay for me to move from my grandmother's to my brother's in Casa Grande, 720 West O'Neill Drive. That was the address, and my grandmother was also present during that time at the parole office in Safford.
Okay, hold on one second, sir, because I'm going to ask Mr. Osborne, do you see anything like that in the current notes that he had been approved to move to Casa Grande from his grandmother in Grove?
Sir, nothing is noted.
Okay, thank you. No, nothing in the current notes was noted there, but we do understand what you're saying, sir. I do take note that that you report to be working at the Transitional Living Center. Your supervisor is listed. How long were you working there, sir?
For about a month, sir.
Okay, and what were you doing there? What kind of work were you doing?
I was working with people that had a drug addiction problem, mental illness. I got certified through Colorado Behavioral Health.
Okay, let me ask this question, and I don't see nothing in the records about this, have you ever used drugs? Has that been something that you've never done, sir?
No, I had a substance abuse problem, sir.
You say you did or you did not?
I did.
Okay, and you overcame yours, and now you are a counselor to help others overcome theirs? Is that what you're telling the board, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, now how did you overcome yours, sir? I mean, I'm not being critical by no means. I commend you for doing it. That's something that you can be very proud of. But how did you overcome your addiction and then able to help others now? What happened?
Well, I kind of just got sick of the lifestyle, sir. I went to a discipleship program called U-Turn for Christ. It's a Christian discipleship program that helps men with drug and substance abuse problems. I went there and I figured nothing else helped before. So, you know, why not try having faith in something that's bigger than me? And it actually worked. Not a very devout Christian, but I am a Christian, sir. You know, I do Bible studies. I've been in the church, Calvary Chapel, in Casa Grande and in Payson, Arizona, for a couple years. And I just stuck to it, you know. Whenever I feel like doing something or I feel like, you know, picking up a pipe or anything like that, I just pray, I open my Bible, or I just spend time with my son. He's going to be 5 years old. And so I spent a lot of time with him.
Okay, sir. Let me just ask this, and then I'll move on, I think. Well, this board lets you out now or in February. Where are you going to stay? Are you going back to your grandmother, or are you going with your brother up in Casa Grande? Where are you going to reside, sir? What are your plans? I won't say where you're going to reside, but what's your plan, sir?
My plans are to go to my grandmother's, and after that, go back to U-Turn for Christ.
And you turn for Christ, that would be what, in Crescent Grand, or where is that at now?
That would be in Payson, Arizona.
Oh, in Payson, okay.
Yes, sir.
And there you would, when you do that kind of work, I'm just curious because I'm not familiar with the ministry that you're involved in. Are you being paid to do that work, or is that volunteer work, or what is that about, sir?
It's volunteer, sir. Well, first off, it's all men. We all live together, we eat together, we go to church together, we all sleep on bunk beds and, you know, a big house. We do community service work all over. Every day we work. Tuesday night is church. Wednesday night is church. Thursday night is church dinner. We have worship on Sundays, and we do have homework. We study the Bible very hard, and it's just something that I felt called back to because I've been thinking about it for a while. Even though I went through the program and successfully completed the program, I'd like to go back again and see where where else I can go, because they do pay for college at Marietta Springs, California, in the ministry business.
Okay, so we wish you well with that, whether you get out now, whether you get out in February. It sounds like a very interesting and challenging and something that can be helpful and that can help others. Let me just ask you another question. If I heard Mr. Osborne correct, that you were arrested by the Casa Grande Police Department, what were you doing when you got arrested this time, sir?
Well, I was purchasing a speaker when the cops had pulled up, and they said that they had me on camera, you know, stealing a duffel bag from Walmart. Which I asked, I said, well, do you have pictures, or do you have any kind of video, or do you have anything that, you know, shows me in the actual act of committing shoplifting? And he said that we had enough, that was it, and he put me in the car. I didn't see anything. And then after that, he ran my name. He says, hey, you have a warrant. And I was like, okay. And I went from there, sir.
Okay, sir. And if I heard Mr. Osborne correct, I believe that part of that is still pending, so hopefully that will work out for you whenever you are released, sir. Okay, well, at this time, I'm going to see if my distinguished colleague, and he's a distinguished individual, the Honorable Mr. Kawanis, see if he might have any questions for you at this time, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. I think you covered the important questions. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you so much, Honorable. Okay, sir, Mr. Gonzalez, we're coming towards the end of your hearing. This is your hearing. Therefore, we want to give you another opportunity to make any statement that you want to make to the board without repeating yourself. Anything else you want to share with the board this afternoon before the board goes into discussion and makes its determination, sir?
No, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so very much. Again, I think that Mr. Gonzalez is a very interesting person. I commend him on the profession or the voluntary work that he's getting involved in, and I think that this is something hopefully that will not only help him but will help others as well. According to my calculation, he's now 26 years of age, and he has a great future before him, and I commend him, one, to be able to be helpful to others. I also commend him, as he said, that he has recovered from his drug addiction, and I trust that he's being honest there and that he will remain drug free for the rest of his life and work with the program that he has started. It's just unfortunately that two things that caught my attention. It's unfortunate that the Casa Grande police felt that they had enough evidence to bring him in, and it ended up that they found the warrant. But we don't know what happened there, but I guess he'll find out there when he gets out, and because some charges are still pending. The other thing that concerns me, of course, and very conspicuous, 361 days that he absconded. And I know that he pointed out what happened between himself, his grandmother's residence, and his brothers, but somehow the parole officer was not satisfied that he did not know where he was those 361 days. And with that being said, I am not in favor at this time, but I'm prepared to listen to my distinguished colleague.
Thank you, Doctor. I agree with you. It's hard to, in the interest of good order, look past 361 abscond days, but I really like what we're hearing from this young man, and I think if he sticks to his plan, he's got a very bright future ahead of him.
Thank you so very much, sir. Therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Gonzalez violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, and the reason and that he was lapsed into criminal ways. And the reason I said he violated them is because of the 361 days, which we just cannot overlook, as well as the charges that are pending. I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Thank you so very much, sir. And, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you will be released on February the 2nd of this year, I mean next year, 2018. It's not that far away. And we trust that you put the program together and that you will stay on that you stay focused and that when you get out, you go back to that program. Well, even before you go back to that program, make sure that you go to the authorities to get these charges behind you, whatever they are. That's not something that we deal with here, but since they are still pending, make sure you get those behind you so that you can go back with that ministry and be successful and take those college courses and move forward. And if that's the case, I know we'll be hearing from you in the future in a very positive way as you will be helping others. Thank you so much, sir, and your hearing is over. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.